I've lived in LA for almost 9 years, and sometimes you have one of those moments that truly defines that you are a Los Angeles resident. Mine happened when I saw a missing person poster on a telephone pole, and I couldn't get past how terrible their headshot was. If Hollywood didn't find you, I'm not gonna look. I live in a gay neighborhood. I know it's a gay neighborhood because there are rollerblades hanging from the telephone wires. Somebody turned a very gnarly trick. It's very dangerous living in a gay neighborhood. The second day I was there, I was involved in a drive-by. Four dudes rolled up in a Prius and threw glitter at me out the window. Never heard it coming. Some people are afraid of wearing the wrong colors where they live. I'm afraid of wearing a crop top that doesn't match my leggings. There's an adult bookstore in my neighborhood. There's an adult bookstore. How pretentious do you have to be to watch porn and go, I'd rather read the book? Oh, you're still watching pornography? You know when they make the film, they leave out all the best scenes, right? You know that? The Bukkake dungeon scene from Glazed and Confused? Oh, you haven't read it. Oh. Still watching porn like a Philistine. Best part about living in a gayborhood, there are no kids anywhere. No children. I throw a ball, no one catches it. I think that's one of the best parts about being gay is you never have to pull out, right? Just honk, trunk, spunk, slam dunk. Every time.